Triple M's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Getting to the naughty stuff in just a tick, but Ollie, yesterday was Father's Day. Did you find it difficult because you've got multiple fathers to figure out which one to say, like, Happy Father's Day to? Or just because you've got more than one dad, does that mean you go, stuff it, I won't message any of them?
The truth is option B, yeah. It was hard, and I went with no one.
Because you got, like, 17 dads, don't you?
Yeah, I got a couple. I got a stepdad and a biological father.
I can't work it out. It's really tough to work out.
So I had dinner with my girlfriend's dad instead.
Is that sad?
And he made racist accents at the Chinese restaurant.
Is it sad?
Yeah, it is. No, I saw my dad last weekend. It's fine. I love him.
You sure it's fine?
I love
him. And which dad did you see?
My real dad.
Hang on, who's your real dad though?
Not you. Why don't you leave me alone?
Oh, it's just that you got to bag me for the whole show, and now when it gets to 9 o'clock, you can't take the heat?
Oh, so we've got a new boss here, producer Tom, and now you're nervous and scared.
I'm not.
And you can't say Shania Twain without saying Shania Train.
I'm not nervous.
You're right, mate. Look, thanks, I've got a few dads, but you can't do your job.
Nah, I've got one, and I can do my job perfectly. This is Pink Floyd, Learning to Fly. Up next, I'm going to tell you about this new law that Mexico's second largest city has implemented. And I think it'll affect you, Ollie, if you go over to Mexico. It's got something to do with having sex in public.
What?
Yeah.
Mexico's second largest city?
Tell me about it. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
I'm going to Google it. I'm going to Google it too. It's up next. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's Pink Floyd's Learning to Fly. Triple M's Tom and Ollie, we have questions. And after 9 o'clock, I have to play this thing.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Ollie, I have a story that's going to affect you having sex in public in Mexico's second largest city.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know.
So I should go there or I shouldn't go there? Is it increasing the public sex or reducing it?
Well, I actually think that what they've done is quite smart. Now, the city is called Guadalajara, but I am still going to...
Sorry, what was that?
Guadalajara, but I'm still going to refer to it as Mexico's second largest city, because who the hell has heard of Guadalajara?
Yeah, and what is there, like 5 billion people there?
Don't know. Don't have the numbers. Yeah. But what they've done is they've basically said police officers can't just stop people having sex in public willy-nilly. What they have to have is, and I quote, Guadalupe Morfin, a city councillor who proposed the measure, "The only thing we added is that for police to detain a couple, a citizen's request is required." So basically someone has to go, hey, I don't like that those two people are having sex in public. Then the police officer can step in.
Wow.
So the rest of the time, if a citizen's request is not there, a police officer actually can't stop you from having sex in public. The reason they've done this is because all these police officers and stuff are wanting bribes. So they're stopping people and then going, all right, pay me and then I won't report you. So they're stopping the bribe-hungry officers.
That's clever. It's interesting because it sounds like the safest place to have sex then is to go behind the police station and just be bonking there.
That's true.
Only cops will see you and they'll be like, oh, not again. Get out of here.
Pretty sexy as well, a police man or woman, aren't they? That uniform.
Yeah. Them walking out and roll their eyes at you. That's pretty sexy, isn't it? And them going, oh, you again, Tom? Stop coming back to Mexico for sex holidays.
Hang on, you're the one that always advocates for sex in public.
Do I?
Yeah.
I don't mind. No, you're the one. You
I remember in Albury, you once said, why are we stopping people from having sex on beaches? Just let them do it.
Yeah, I have said that. And I think it's fair. But you have done it more than me. You do it all the time. You go to beaches expressly to have sex.
No, they're just a nude beach. There's nothing sexual about being naked on a beach.
Oh, Pinocchio over here. Someone's nose is growing.
I want to talk about weird places you've hooked up. 133353. Because this is the only story about people like doing something, hooking up in public. Did you hear that Sophie Monk also met a dude on a plane and just started kissing him?
No.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting. She was on like this long haul flight and she just started making out with this guy who was really charming and he didn't know who she was. So they just started making out on the plane in business class.
What a dream flight.
But it's a weird place to hook up, isn't it?
Oh, very weird, but you'd be happy with it. You'd take it.
The weirdest thing about this story was, as well, is that they went and like brushed, they're like, can I kiss you? And the guy's like, sure. So then they went to separate bathrooms, brushed their teeth, and then came back and started hooking up.
Oh, that is a bit saucy, isn't it?
It's strange.
Good on her. I was going to say, she's no saint or monk. Good on her.
Is that a name pun?
Yeah, it's a name. It's a religious name pun.
You got a pun for Guadalajara, this Mexico's second largest city?
Is that the city or the guy you mentioned? Because the guy's name is Guadalupe from Guadalajara. What's Guada all about?
How dare you? That's a woman.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have known from Guadalupe Morphin.
133353. Where's the weirdest place you've hooked up? Give us a call. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. In little over a month, Paul Kelly is going to release his album Nature. That one's off it. It's called With the One I Love. New music here on Triple M with Tom and Ollie. Let us know what you think about it. Head to triplem.com.au and become a club member.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
We're going to be asking about some naked spa etiquette very soon. Yeah. But 133353, where's the weirdest place you've hooked up? Mexico City, or Mexico's second largest city, I should say, Guadalajara.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
You might have learned that in SOS.
Mexico is not a great place as a tourist, though, is it? It's pretty dangerous.
Yeah. My sister's going there at the end of the year, actually, which I'm kind of scared about.
Is she going to Guadalajara for the public sex? Or?
Well, this
which
is what
sister?
This is Asher.
Asher or Jesse?
Asher,
yeah. Single? Okay. Interesting.
Don't you dare. Basically, what they've done is that you have to have a citizen's request to arrest someone for having sex in public. So a police officer can't just see you and then go, I'm going to arrest you. They need to have somebody else, a citizen, go, hey, that's not cool. But I feel like, Ollie, Ms. Morphin, who is a city councillor who proposed this, I feel like she's talking directly to you when she says, nobody wants there to be people having sex in public inside of boys or girls. That is not educational. It is troublesome.
Inside of boys? What does that mean? Inside of boys or girls?
Insight.
Insight. Oh. I just said inside of.
Well, that would be weird.
That's weird.
And that would be silly. 133353. Where's the biggest place you've hooked up, Ollie?
Yeah. I just had a great visual of if you were caught in the act in this city and you're having sex and someone sees you and you have to go mid-sex, don't be a dobber. As you're with your partner, holding them lovingly. Hey, don't.
No,
don't.
Oh, come on, mate.
Don't. I can see you. Don't walk to the first. Put your phone away.
Don't do it.
Put your phone back in the pocket.
G'day, James.
Yeah, g'day, mate. How you going?
Going at it in public, are you? Where's the weirdest place you hooked up?
Well, actually, mate, I'm a little bit off topic. It's not Guadalajara, not Guadalajara.
Oh, what a shame. Right. Couldn't hear a thing you said, James.
Get a better phone, James.
Sorry, buddy, mate.
It's all right.
Tony on 133353. Where's the weirdest place you hooked up?
Yeah, how you going, boys?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Yeah, I was actually in the pizza shop, mate, in a couple of bags of flour many years ago. Yeah, mate, the missus. And we got the shop front had all glass windows and doors, too. Oh.
Jeez, that sounds like one of those big sausage pizzas, is it?
Well, it was a big sausage pizza. Lots of pepperoni. Maybe a bit of seafood sauce. I got no idea. No.
Oh, my God. Much amore.
Jesus. Pepperoni sauce.
Scott on 133353. Where's the weirdest place you hooked up?
A girl and I, we went to a Gatton Uni and we shagged on the balcony of the lecturer's staff room.
Oh.
We actually had to abseil down to get onto it because it was fully locked from all angles.
Hang on, so you took harnesses and ropes up to the roof to abseil down and then have sex there?
Yeah, just ropes.
Just ropes. On a lecturer's staff room balcony.
Balcony.
Is that hot?
I think we did it more for the fact that we could than anything else.
What? It has got a degree of difficulty, so it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Degree being the operative.
Scott just said yes.
University.
Yeah, he just said yes.
Yeah, well, I deserve more. Mandy, where have you done it in public? Hello, Mandy. It sounds like you've got the radio on.
Don't listen to the delay, mate. We're 10 seconds before that radio bit that you're listening to.
Hello?
Yes, Mandy. Turn the radio off in the background.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, good girl.
Yeah, you know how people say, turn the radio off in the background. There's a reason for it, mate.
Yeah. So, weirdest place. Would have to be across from my nationality's church.
Oh, your nationality's church?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
So, like, the nationality that I am, that church that we have, just cryptic. Across the road from it.
What's your nationality?
Hungarian.
You were trying to keep it secret, weren't you? Sorry. Across the road from a Hungarian church.
Nice. Good job.
Hungry indeed.
Oh, God. Any more of these, do you reckon?
Yes, there's more.
133353. Where's the weirdest place you've hooked up? Give us a call. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Faith no more. Ashes to ashes. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. And Ollie would like to ask you about some naked spa etiquette in about 5 minutes' time.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
What's that, mate? You spoke over the opener.
So it's a fair question.
Oh, right. I didn't hear.
Yeah, sorry. My bad.
Hey, we're talking about the weirdest place you hooked up. After Mexico's second largest city, Guadalajara, has made it harder to police sexual activity.
Guadalajara making it harder? What? On Twitter, Jacinta tweeted, said, at Tom and Ollie, guys, it's pronounced like...
What? Yeah, you need to hold your finger up so I know that you're about to do it.
Okay. Guys, it's pronounced like...
Guadalajara.
Okay, good. There we go. Right, really make a mouthful of it, Tom.
Guadalajara.
Guadalajara does Guadalajara. Make more sense.
And
doesn't
so
it?
The deal is, if you go there, you can have sex in public, and you can claim that it's not illegal unless someone literally complains and says, "I don't want that to happen."
That's kind of true. Basically, police can't report you without a citizen saying, "Hey, you."
You okay?
Nah.
I know you've got a new boss, producer Tom, and you're nervous around him, but just chill out, mate. It's okay.
Guadalajara.
Hey, Emily.
Hi.
Where's the weirdest place you hooked up?
At my partner's restaurant where he works.
Oh.
In the kitchen.
What kind of food is it?
Oh, it's kind of like an Asian restaurant, so.
Kind of like
Asian fusion.
Yeah. Bit of a modern twist.
Of course it's fusion.
Wow. And was he working or he'd finished working?
No, so he'd finished work and we went out and... We didn't know what to do, and we were sitting at the front of his restaurant in the car, and his boss left, and we kind of just gave each other this look, and we're like, oh, it'd be weird if we tried it in there. We did it at the front of the restaurant, and then we realized that people were still walking down past the street, and so we went upstairs into the kitchen, and
Not in the kitchen.
And you just...
Yeah, we did on the bed.
Sesame oil for the next 20 minutes. And rice.
Yeah.
And curry? No, it's not Chinese. Asian fusion.
G'day, Matt.
G'day, guys. How are we?
Buddy, where's the weirdest place you hooked up?
Weirdest one, probably, there's a sign on the top of Mount Buller that says, I think it says 1,805 metres. This is the highest point of Mount Buller. We hooked up against that.
So specific. Yeah, good.
So special place for you now, is it, up there?
I might have to go back there one day. I'll throw in for benefits, the Butterfly House at Melbourne Museum, at Melbourne Zoo.
You've done it in there?
Yep.
At the Butterfly House at the zoo?
Correct.
It's so hot and full of butterflies and people.
Yeah, maybe.
But how can you do that? There's people around.
How can you do it? Do you not understand how it gets done?
Matt, they say a butterfly's life is about 10 minutes. How long was your life?
Oh, I probably outlasted 4 or 5 butterflies.
Oh. That's BS. What if I've ever heard it.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Triple M.
Over the weekend, Tom, I was away with another couple, 2 straight couples. Yes, don't have a go at me. Don't shoot me.
I will.
I'm just straight.
So heteronormative.
And we were hanging out, having some wines.
Hang on, before you get to that, Ollie, surely you want some people on the phone for this.
Look, I do. I've got a question about spa etiquette. So if you can answer me, if you can help out with this, I need a bit of a call to jury. There was a spa. There was behaviour happened.
Hey, right? Don't worry about any of that. Just get on the phone now. 133353. We just need anyone on the phone right now.
And you will help me out with an issue I had with the spa.
Were you naked?
Yes, I was.
Interesting.
That's not key to it, although it's pretty implied.
Okay, give us a call, 133353. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. We have questions. up the top. Silverchair, Straight Lines. That one there, Let Me Down Easy, Gang of Youths. Those guys touring around the country from late October, and I cannot wait for it. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie, and we have questions.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Now, we need one more person on 133353 to get involved in a bit of a jury here, because Ollie's going to tell you a story and we need your thoughts.
Yeah, a bit of a wild weekend, Tom, and I just wanted to draw your attention to one activity, you could call it,
and
just see what you think, because I'm guessing it. Maybe it's dubious, maybe it's, you know, frowned upon, but I was away for the weekend with another couple and they had a spa at this place at the house.
Love a spa.
And, you know, it was all good and fun. And the other, actually, I've got a bit of a jury here to have a listen and see if what they think. Because I know, Tom, you've got your own opinions about, you know, sex and stuff, but I also wanted an impartial jury. So I've got Zach and Sky as well listening along. Evening, guys.
Evening.
Hey, how are you going?
Good. Now, listen up. Here's what happened in the spa. It's pretty straightforward. Once my two friends had left, and it was, you know, after a few drinks late in the evening, my partner and I basically did the deed and had sex in the spa.
Oh, God.
Whoa.
Is that morally, or, you know, is that an okay thing to do, or is that seen as a antisocial behavior?
Let's go to Zach first. Zach, what do you reckon?
Well, hang on. Did you tell anybody else about this after it happened, or...?
Not in a manner of words. I mean,
no. That they saw evidence.
Not expressly. I hope not. Okay, I don't. No, nothing was mentioned specifically or expressly. So I think as far. The answer is no.
Hey, it's a weekend away. Yep. You know, I'm sure they would appreciate the same fact from you if you return the favor and let them do it, or
if I had a spa and they wanted to, I'd be like, yeah, well, yeah, go for it.
Can I ask, was there another night to be had at the place?
Or
was this at the start of the weekend, the middle, the end?
No, it was all in from here. It was the last night. So nothing to worry about too much. Just say goodbye.
Sky, do you have any questions for Ollie before you make judgment?
I've got one question for you, Ollie.
Okay, yeah. What?
If what you were doing at the time would have seemed like an awesome idea when you were 16, does that help at all with the situation? Do you feel like you're looking at it from a different standpoint because you're older now?
Do you think
that would have been awesome when you were 16?
Well, Matt, Sky, whether I'm 16 or 35, I mean, I'm 28, but whatever age, it's awesome. It was good.
Yeah, well, if it's wicked, then you don't need to ask for, you know, moral standpoint on that.
Cool. Okay, so you think it's all cool, Sky?
If you think that was cool, you know, you don't have to ask anybody.
Okay. You think it's all okay?
I think that's pretty cool. You know, it's cute.
Okay, fair enough. It wasn't my house. It was my friend's dad's house.
Oh, Zach, what do we think about that?
Well, yeah, I don't think that has to play any part in it. That's fine. Yeah. If it adds flavour to it, that's all right.
So you're saying it's A-OK for Ollie to be doing
it? Yep. That's a plot that a lot of people would want to be in on, I reckon.
Yeah, get on you, Zach. It's a bit of fun.
Nice stuff. Well, there you go, Ollie. Apparently it's A-OK to be involved in the spa.
Our producer, the new boss, Tom, had some other thoughts, though, that he was concerned with. And I think I'd like to, if you want to share those concerns, producer Tom, because you weren't too positive, were you?
We'll do that up next. This is You Shook Me All Night Long, AC/DC. You with Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. We'll hear what our new boss, producer Tom, thinks of Ollie's sex in the spa up next.
Welcome to the show, mate.
Akadaka, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
And Tom, on this show, we always say no secrets. No secrets.
No, we say we have questions.
Well, I've got no... yeah, it's true. But I think it's important to share, and there are no secrets for me, Tom. I mean, I share my whole life.
Well, you've just told a story to myself, to Zach and Sky, who both said it was okay for you to have sex at your friend's dad's spa.
And that's great. Huge relief. I thought there'd be a bit of an uproar of like, oh, no, you can't do it in the spa. Like, it's not a huge place, and I don't want to get into details, but... You know, I don't know how good the system of the filtering and
all. Well, you know, I'm a bit iffy on it, but someone who's more iffy is our brand new boss, producer Tom, who's our brand new producer. Good evening, Tom.
How are you?
I'm good, mate.
Good, Tom.
You have
is that a Kiwi accent?
It is, yes.
Yeah, okay, cool.
You know that is.
Yeah, but just for everyone else, they should
good.
Know.
Good, mate. You have something to say about this.
Yeah, when Ollie told me about this, like 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah. Proudly.
For one, I was like, it's my first day.
I was like, hey, Tom, you've got to hear
this. We've
just
met. I didn't, who owns the spa didn't worry me.
Yeah.
Which is his friend's dad.
That, look, less than ideal, but it's Ollie we're talking about.
Yeah.
What I was worried about is that a spa is basically just a massive petri dish. Like, it's just, it's filled full of bacteria.
Oh.
It's really, like, if there was ever I mean, it's kind of gross, but like, you've really endangered Sarah. Of getting
girlfriend.
A UTI, like in a big way.
I haven't endangered her. I mean, she was an equal part in that whole process.
Who initiated
sure,
that?
Sure. To be honest, it wasn't me. It was Sarah. Sarah's pretty keen.
I feel like Sarah needs to come on. And
I feel like she definitely doesn't want to come on and discuss this. When you told me this today, I was like all like high and mighty, like, oh, I was so pretty cool having having a spa sesh. I didn't know that was a thing.
It's like there are quite a few articles in medical journals about how having any sort of sexual intercourse in a spa is really, like, you're basically dicing with
I thought lukewarm water was perfect for killing bugs.
All right, well, we'll see you tomorrow night. And hopefully, Ollie, you haven't had any more sex in spas by that time.
Hopefully not. Thanks, Tom. See you, Tom.
See you, mate.
Bye.
That was Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Catch up on the show by downloading the Triple M app. And if you like it, share it with your mates. For more Tom and Ollie, hit the boys up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter @TomandOllie.